I switched to OneDrive. I'm slowly moving away from Google.
And with that, welcome to the CouncilCast. This is episode 157, being recorded on February 16th, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shite.
With little background and absolutely no expertise. All council cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. That's so sure. we'll start off this week with, I do want to follow up from last week. You guys remember we talked about this old guy who wrote, took out the full page or a quarter page ad in the Wall Street Journal.
I remember that. Fucking hero.
So apparently, want to give a quick update. He apparently got AT&T to come out and run fiber to his house for free after doing that.
Wow. Really? They spent $10,000 on a Wall Street Journal ad.
He just didn't give him the finger and say, fuck off.
I would have given him the finger and switched providers.
Well, of course they did that because the company was like, he took out a bigger ad than we are willing to for our marketing budget for like the amount of space, the amount of time. That was just Verizon publicity all up and down forever and for always. So yeah, absolutely. We'll pay for free fiber. Thanks for all that free publicity.
Well, it was free to install it. He still has to pay a monthly service fee.
Oh my gosh.
And he's on a promo plan, so he'll pay $45
he's on a month. Promo plan.
The first month is free.
Oh, $45 a month for the first 12 months, and then it'll go up from there.
I read you this, didn't I? Didn't I read you the tell you when I was tweeting about MediaCom extreme internet bullshit that they sent me that time?
Yep.
Yeah. I've got my limited time offer right here.
Oh shit!
And it's got the
that's the promo.
Limited time until next week.
Yeah, it's got the thing here. It advertises the price for the 1 gig, which is 1,000 down, 50 up. By the way, they're sending this to somebody who has 940 by 940. CenturyLink actually lists their stuff by what they can provide, not 1 gig by 1 gig, which is the theoretical limit. So they say their 1 gig internet offer here from MediaCom. Advertised monthly price is good for 1 year. Thereafter, the monthly price increases by $30 in the second year. And then in the third year, the service will begin to be billed at the standard rate in effect. Currently, $139.99. All offers, blah, 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 blah. So you can get the introductory price, but then you start paying damn near triple what I pay for shittier service.
That's
after
stupid.
2 years.
That's stupid.
And MediaCom had an outage so bad it affected our office today.
Well, it was probably because of the ice.
Don't you work from home?
I was in the office today because my boss decided to take the coldest fucking week of the year off.
It's pretty cold.
Well, you know, I give a thumbs up for this guy, but you know, apparently it turns out that AT&T decided to just run fiber to his house and his neighbors. Too bad for them.
Yeah, this guy's a real bro.
Well,
what?
Run fiber. Like
they didn't run it to anyone else's place?
Nope. Just his.
What?
So well, he can sell fiber to them and charge?
Thumbs up to this guy.
In all fairness, they will run fiber to anyone's house who will spend $10,000 to market their company for
on a newspaper ad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Thumbs down.
Well,
thumbs
good
up for print. How much?
Good thing we're not relying on AT&T to take us to Mars because we might not actually ever get there. Instead, NASA Perseverance rover is going to be landing on Mars this upcoming Thursday, 2 days from now.
Yeah, boy.
I'm
and
excited
it's actually
for this.
During the day, right? You can watch it over your lunch break, kind of?
Yeah, they're going to live stream the whole thing.
Well, they'd live stream the whole last thing, too, when Curiosity landed, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Oh. Don't you remember watching the room full of engineers and the one guy that sees the data streaming in before everybody else and throws his hands up and then like a split second later everybody starts cheering?
That was Apollo 13.
You're right, that was Apollo 13.
But this year it'll be in higher definition.
Yeah.
Something like that. So yeah,
is the rover not the same? I thought it was this one was a clone.
No, it's different.
No, it is completely different. Oh, it is different? It looks almost exactly the same, but it's got completely different internals.
Yeah.
It's even got a...
A helicopter.
This rover even poops.
It's got a Mark Rober Nerf gun on it.
Not this one. He built the last one.
Yeah. The whole thing himself?
Yep.
Wow.
That's why it takes so long to build.
Check this out. You can see it. Did they put a 360 cam on the outside of this? Because you can go all the way around this thing and see where it's at.
It's got
its
own little GoPro.
Silas gets control of everybody. Everybody that wants to gets control of the little camera for 10 seconds.
You could do that at Iowa State.
Yep.
They used to have cameras.
Yeah,
I know. I probably still do.
We used to sit in Durham and watch people fall on the ice outside in front of the library.
In front of the hub?
Yeah.
Well, then they started taking it away, but if you found the actual IP address of the camera instead of going to the webpage, you could still take it.
Oh, man. We spent an inordinate amount of time doing that while fixing laptops. Those are the ones where you get to the end and you're like, why do I have 3 screws left over?
What the heck is Phobos?
They must not
be those Lenovo.
One of the moons?
40s.
Of Mars?
440s.
I always remember the iBooks, the i3, the iBooks. You'd always turn them over and a screw would just fall out. And I would never know where they would go, so I'd just reassemble it without a screw.
I feel like there were very few times I ended up having finished working on a laptop and had a screw left over and didn't know where it went or couldn't like take it apart and put it back together. There was at least a couple times though where you get to the end, the person is like waiting outside and you're like, I have one screw left over. I know where the screw goes and it's just not going to be a problem. it's like one of eight. Like it's going to be fine.
You're totally fine.
Well,
hopefully there's more than 8 screws.
Well, bring it back in. We'll see what we can do.
Nah.
Hopefully there's more than 8 screws holding together the new Mars rovers, but thumbs up for landing on Thursday.
What was our rule?
Thumbs up. Pooping rovers.
And if you finish with over 3 parts left over, do it again.
There were always parts left over when I worked on the car.
This part can't
What's
be important.
This big metal
tube like a fucking
for?
Spark.
Yeah, if it wasn't a brake job, then I didn't worry about it too much. It'd be well, it started.
That's probably, I like that you're like focused on safety.
I'm
not gonna fuck
go?
Around with the brakes, but I'm okay with losing my engine at 80 mile an hour on the fucking highway.
I got a pad and a spring. That'll be fine.
This thing runs on hopes and dreams.
That's about what they did run on. Hopes and dreams.
You were like Danny DeVito putting sawdust in the transmission.
Yep.
Yeah, Javelin comes flying by
like,
your car.
What are those? I couldn't figure out how to put them back on. So
I have
it'll be
no
fine.
Idea what those are.
They were parts that were on the car that are no longer on the car.
They were the extra ones.
It'll get better gas mileage now because it weighs less.
Casey's going to love this week.
Oh, episode. Those parts were for California emissions. We live in Iowa at that point in time. I don't California emissions.
Yeah. It's like anytime you step out the door and there's like a warning label on the fucking sky that says cancer in California.
It's true.
Well, something that might also cause you cancer is another planet that apparently is the most distant, not a planet, but a object that is the most distant object in the solar system.
Oh my.
It is.
That's crazy.
It is further out than the previous most far out object, which was just called Far Out.
Far
and they've
out,
now named this object cleverly Far Far Out.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that they named it Millennials' ability to own a home.
Far Far Out? That's not. That's,
God,
you're right. That
Logan has
sarcastic.
Become one with his microphone.
How far is it?
It's
real far.
Yeah, Far Far Out is now the farthest known solar system object. It is currently 132 AUs, or about 12.3 billion miles from the sun.
What if they find another one? What name will
is that? Is that aeronautical units? Is that what AU stands for?
No. It is. For context,
astronomical
Pluto,
units.
Pluto silence. Is 34 AUs, and this thing is 132.
I haven't even learned the metric system yet. What is this AU crap?
Australian units. It's Australian units.
It's how many Australians. Aussie, it's how many Aussie Australias units. It is away. It's like a measurement yeah. of width.
Well, yeah, but 132 AUs isn't that far away then.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just terrible.
And it's how like, many, I mean, how it's many real Texas big, units. So it's like curved. So, how many Texas?
That's like 14 Texases.
14 Texas. I'm going to say thumbs down for the ridiculously stupid and unimaginative name of Far, Far Out.
So at an astronomical unit, if you don't know, it is actually the distance of Earth to the sun. So this is
but it's like average distance.
Yeah, on
right?
average. Yeah. So it's approximately
so it's like Earth to the sun square 34 times. Is that what
132 yes. times. Yes.
Well, for the far away one.
Yeah, Pluto is 34, far out is 120, far out is 132.
But how do they know that it's still in our solar system?
But its orbit goes out to 175.
I mean,
this is the thing that always kills me. I think that they're just like, we found something and we don't know how to describe it, so we'll say, I know, what do we all know? We all know our solar system. It's in our solar system. They used to do this. They used to do this in the Stone Age, and they said that the world was flat and that Earth was in the center of the solar system and everything went around it. And I think that we're still doing that with like space junk, like far out here.
I peed on that rock. It is now my rock.
It could be space junk. It is far enough away. There's no way they have a really good clear picture of what it is.
They do have a clear picture, and they actually have a clear picture? From Getty. Yeah, they got it from Getty Images.
Man, that Getty's got a really good camera.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture
Subaru
here.
Says they'll have a car that can drive
looks like
there.
The moon.
They do say that it apparently takes 1,000 years for it to complete an orbit. So I guess
nice.
That's how it's in the solar system.
So 1,000 Earth years, but if we lived there, we could live...
1,000 years.
Over 1,000 Earth years.
Could live to be
like
yes,
we could be 70,000 Earth years. 100,000 Earth years.
Thumbs down for the name. Thumbs down for astronomers. Astronomers.
Thumbs up for the ability to live longer. I mean, if we're trying to talk about long lives, they've found the answer. Just go live on this planet.
No kidding.
Or rock or whatever it is.
Did they say
so thumbs
the
up.
Solar
nice job.
System or our solar system?
A solar system.
Our solar system.
Yeah,
Brian,
see,
the farthest away
thumbs down for possessive solar pronouns system. Here.
Eric says Brian was the king of Ford Granada mechanics.
I don't know what that means.
Well, never mind.
Okay.
Thumbs down for calling it our solar system because are we sure we're the only ones here?
Yes. We can't be 100%.
I really
sure.
still think you should say a solar system.
I give it a thumbs up because it's far out, dude.
Far out.
No, it's far, far out, dude.
But you know what you can't escape from, even if you live on that planet, is apparently border agents who can now search your phones freely without a warrant.
If they can get in.
This is just fucking bullshit.
What are the nuances on this? Biometric versus passcoded versus...
So apparently the U.S. Appeals Court has ruled that the Customs and Border Protection agents can conduct in-depth searches of phones and laptops, which includes advanced searches, which would be reviewing and copying data without a warrant.
What if they're locked?
They can still make you do it, I guess. They can copy
the. They can't force you to do certain things. Like traditionally,
they can hold you in contempt.
Actually, so traditionally, they have.
Matt, it's either show us your phone or it's a body cavity search, which is it going
to
be?
I mean, I think it would be more uncomfortable for the person doing the body cavity search to have to shove their hand up my fucking asshole searching for some bullshit. Then it would be for me to hand over my password. So
they gotta go way up your butthole, all the way up your butthole.
You gotta check out your asshole. The So traditionally, the way this has been is that
they got that new machine that searches stuff all the way up your butthole.
When going through like stuff like this, they have been unable to compel you to hand over like your PIN to unlock the phone, but could compel you to give you a biometric, like a fingerprint or a face.
So I don't think it goes into that level yet. I think they're just saying that we can copy your data, whether it's still encrypted or not.
Like I haven't traveled a ton outside the country, but never once have they even eyed my device and been like, "We're gonna copy that."
Yeah,
so white will be.
This rule is for them to go after brown people, right? Like, yes, let's just lay it out there. Okay, yes. That's what I figured.
Yes,
they're not gonna take Matt the white guy's phone.
No.
Travel with enough camera crap all the time that my bag is always constantly full of wires and gadgets. And so I get double and triple searched sometimes. Like they're like, "Oh, you've been selected to come over here and we're going to search your bag again before you get on the plane." And or need to have a random bombs like swipe on all of your stuff. And I'm like, okay, it's not really random when it happens to me every single time I travel.
Are you talking Border Patrol, Customs? This is
airport.
No. I'm talking like with this article.
This is specifically for the Customs and Border Patrol, CBP.
So like if I'm coming back into the country, theoretically, I'm flying in from Europe in Chicago
theoretically,
or whatever.
We let you back in the country.
Well, yeah, they've let me back in every time.
No.
me included. Like they could compel me to hand over my phone now.
They could
copy your data without a warrant.
Yes, they could copy your data.
They cannot unlock it.
They'll just copy the encrypted data.
They hold it up and they go, "Oh, it says your face ID isn't working because this isn't my face."
No. Okay, now I'm in your phone. You can make it go into not face ID mode pretty quickly. There's a button combo, and I don't remember what it is off the top of my head. I just have to look it up before traveling.
Is it AABB, AABBB, backspace, backspace, ABBBA?
Yes.
Hey, it's 1, 2, 3.
3.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, BA, start.
So the problem I have with this
square circle triangle square circle
is that the phone was a secure government issued phone. So I think that the government does have a little bit more say on if they can access a phone that was issued by them.
Yeah, if it's theirs issued, then that's essentially the same argument as a company issuing a device.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think the Border Patrol should have that access. They should be able to request it from NASA, who the guy worked for, and it should happen, no question. But
yeah. But like, I'm just envisioning like, Jesus, I'm gonna go to fucking jail. Like, so I'm all talk, by the way. Like, I'd hand over my phone in a second. But like, I'm just imagining it as like, I'm going through customs, never had an issue before, and they're like, "We're gonna need to see your phone." My first question would be, why? And then it's like, okay, well, I mean, you can see it all you want. Like, the thing is encrypted. And you literally can't get into it unless you've got some iPhone 0 day that I don't know about. So
good luck.
Good luck, bud. I don't know what you're hoping to find on here, but it's all just fucking cat memes the whole way goddamn down. So,
but does this apply to a computer as well? I mean, can they open up a computer and search that as well?
Yes, it does.
Well, you can have it, but I'm going to go wipe my Mac remotely.
It's relatively
iCloud,
easy to encrypt your boot
have
drives.
Fun.
So I don't like you can make it so that anybody can just take the laptop and can't get anything off of it. Now it gets dicey when they like realize what's happening and like know the state of the laptop and they're like, "No, we need you to log in so we can actually rifle through your shit." Like, this is the exact reason that when we have people travel overseas, we issue them burner laptops.
Mm. No,
depending on where we're going, we issue burner laptops, and we fully expect that laptop to never come back. And when it gets back, we image it. We image the shit out of it.
You take the drive out and you throw it away and you put a new one in.
Yep. Or scrub it you down just consider it rocks. A write-off, maybe. Like, you don't know, depending on where they went.
So. Throw it up and shoot it with a shotgun.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd
Isn't
be
that
fun.
The most successful way to clear data off of a computer?
Yeah, I give it thumbs up for shooting them with shotguns. I'm okay with that.
Well, yeah, thumbs down for another level of our privacy being taken away from us.
I agree. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
I'm just gonna ship down. My stuff from now shotgun. On. I'm just gonna pack it in a real tight box and just ship it to my next location and then hop on the plane with literally nothing. I think that's probably more suspicious than getting on with the bag.
Yeah,
crap.
I guess. I don't know. It depends on whether
I have my
open
wallet
that thing
and
up.
That is all.
I just do all of my internet cafes when I go abroad. There's a lot of those.
Never know what they hope to get, like, off of. Like, are they just trying to blanket approach? Like, take anybody's stuff and hope to hit on content? Well, or are they looking for specific stuff?
It's usually targeted.
Yeah.
Like, you always hear about journalists or... Usually it's journalists or people of note who've given talks on something that somebody doesn't like.
Sure. Yeah, like, I mean, if you give a talk at DEF CON about how China sucks and Great Wall China, Great Firewall China, and then you try to travel to China, they're probably going to crawl about as far up your butthole as they can.
All the way up your butthole.
All the way up, Morty.
Oh, look, our video just got demonetized.
Oops.
For saying butthole or China?
Both in the same sentence.
Oh. I mean, it's I'm not saying this always happens, but it is a not uncommon occurrence as reported.
Oh,
by...
no, absolutely.
Yeah, something that's not a common occurrence, though, is a car with four legs walking around.
What? Wow. That's not a car. That's not a car.
Is it screeching "Keep Summer Safe" at the top of its lungs?
I'm sure it's got a speaker that you can program into that.
Probably.
It's really super unoriginal, but I really want the Tesla to screech "Keep Summer Safe" when I hit the horn. But I don't have it. Mine's early enough that it doesn't have one of the pedestrian speakers, so it can't play any special sounds.
Oh.
Also,
so
I'm pretty sure
this,
that we installed that.
I'll send you a video.
What is this?
It's a miniature Imperial Walker.
Well, it's
an Imperial Walker.
Yeah.
When you honk your horn, it'll scream, "Keep
it's
summer
a tiger.
Safe."
Yeah, it's a tiger. Hyundai made a tiger car. With
Boston Dynamics made it.
Well, yeah, they teamed up with Hyundai, apparently.
Hyundai
isn't it
owns
Hyundai?
Owns a controlling stake in Boston Dynamics now.
Well, there you go.
Wait, isn't Boston Dynamics a university?
No.
No.
That's owned by Disney, which is owned
by...
Oh,
that's the Celtics. That Celtics is the university.
No. Yes. Mark Cuban owns BU.
Mark Cuban owns...
Wait, was that the guy
Boston
who was in
university.
Mission Impossible?
Wait a minute.
No.
I know very Disney. Little about Boston.
If Disney's owned by...
Oprah. Here's my question.
Oprah.
Come on,
about
Brian.
This tiger.
You can do it.
Is it does it have anything to do with bean transportation if it was made in Boston?
I don't think it was made in Boston.
But you guys just said it was made by the Boston Red Sox or whatever.
No, yes. Mark Cuban was made by the Boston Red Sox.
Oh my gosh. I've lost track of this one.
No,
Blaine,
that was Tom Selleck.
Explain to us what this tiger machine is.
Well, you know, I'm going to just kind of throw out here that this looks a lot like the Mars rover that we just looked at that's going to Mars. So I'm not sure if this is a car for Earth or a car for Mars.
Why would you need a car with four legs on Earth?
You know, and that's what I'm trying to figure out here is they came up with this idea for a multi-legged car. And I'm...
Is this like an off-roading, the like supreme off-roading vehicle?
Sure. I mean,
you roll for so long and then you crawl over the stuff you can't roll over.
It's a transforming intelligent ground excursion robot. So, you know.
So, you know, RAW.
What's the acronym for that?
tiger.
Meow.
I don't understand if it's supposed to carry stuff or people or what.
I really have no idea.
It's just supposed to be like, hey, look what we did.
It does say the first four-legged concept called Elevate was designed to carry passengers, while Tiger is meant to be completely uncrewed. So I guess there's two different versions.
Well, can it be crewed?
That's what
though?
I love like, about my cars if I want to ride that I can't this, drive
can
them.
Can I?
I'm sure you could sit on it.
That's what she
How
said.
How big is it?
That's what she said.
I don't know how big it is.
It looks nice. Spread its small. Legs to a 15-foot wide track width.
Logan's almost broken.
You know, I
look at morons.
This doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm trying to figure out how or why I would ever want one of these things, so I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Thumbs down
you
for
see,
sitting
I
on
can't
it.
Tell from the pictures if it's the size of like a roller skate or if it's the size of an actual car. There's
or
no
the size
penny
of a credit card
or quarter for me to scale this next to, so I have no idea how big
There's
it
is. There's a star in the
now,
background.
You guys always make fun when I say thumbs down because why? Would anyone need this ridiculous thing? And Blaine just gets away with saying thumbs down because I don't know why anyone would need this.
Yeah, but when you Come say on. It, it's like the whole like new
why?
Fangled news stuff.
No! Give me a break. Ridiculous four-legged
I know, that,
car.
That is a
if
ridiculous
you're getting a
size
strong...
of a credit card. No, thumbs
I'm going to agree with Brian that this is ridiculous.
If you're a getting a up. Strong Mars rover vibe off of this thing, that's on purpose. Hyundai thinks the technology underpinning this vehicle could make it ripe for an interplanetary mission. Okay, so it is meant for outer space.
How far can you take the name away from what they actually are? Like, are we ever going to get to where you say, like, Humdinger diorama?
Okay, so
well, not anymore. You already made the quantum leap to it.
Yep.
The Hyundai Tiger is
yeah,
seven
thumbs down.
Inches
Let's move on to the next
tall.
Topic. Oh,
well,
yeah, you're
12 inches.
It.
It's 7 inches tall, 12 inches across, and 20 inches long.
Perfect roller skate technology. I love it.
How many
I
of these do we need? Like a skateboard, I think.
How many of these things do we need for the invasion force if we're gonna invade Mars with this thing?
Yeah, it could be like a longboard, couldn't it? And you could ride it around like a one wheel.
Oh, like a skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, thumbs up. Thumbs up for a skateboard that
thumbs
can,
up for a
like,
skateboard with four legs.
It can crawl up stairs then. And be like, oh, I skateboarded right up to these stairs, but I don't want to get off. So just crawl up the steps, skateboard.
Ride the rail down and have the skateboard take you back up.
Tiger crawl. Or whatever. Like whatever the commands would be. Thumbs up. I like this. I like this a lot.
Well, you know, something that might be better for cars than four legs is thrusters to make your Tesla hover instead. So Elon Musk apparently tells our good old buddy Joe Rogan that he wants to make the new Tesla Roadster hover.
But why?
Well, why not?
I mean,
he says
this
he wants
has been done before the 19 whatever World's Fair, right?
What, a hover car? A hover in Tesla?
Well, it didn't go anywhere. It just lifted off the ground.
Yeah, they put some big magnets under a car and lifted a huge steel car off the ground.
Well, this doesn't rely on magnets. This actually has Elon Musk says he wants to offer a rocket thruster package to increase the speed and use it to hover.
Did he use this from parts? Where he was going to
He has
make
leftover
the,
parts from SpaceX, so.
Well, yeah, but he was going to use those
blowers.
Parts.
Did
to
you
make,
just did you
leaf
just
blowers.
Call Elon Musk spare parts, bud?
No. Remember, he was going to use spare parts to make leaf blowers, right?
Yes.
Did he just give up on that and decide to put the leaf blowers under the car to just lift it off the ground? Is that?
It must be. What it is? I think he just has leftover
he
parts.
He successfully made leaf blowers, but they were too strong to be leaf blowers. So he went, I better put these under my cars to lift them off the ground.
So I want to know how much weed he had smoked this time around before he made the comment.
On screen or off screen?
Before or after the show?
Yes.
Before the show was...
He says, I want it to hover. I was trying to figure out how to make this thing hover without, you know, killing people. That's what Musk told Joe Rogan.
That's always a positive.
I thought when Musk went to go see Joe Rogan, I thought every time they had like a chat,
you know,
like there's this weird haze in the room and they're like, no, it's just the camera settings. I was pretty sure they were always high every time they didn't.
Wait, so you called in about this and they said to you, no, it's just the camera settings? Did you write in?
He talked to Joe Rogan.
Oh no!
Did you call Joe personally? Give
those experiences. No.
He has his cell phone number on speed dial.
I do not know Joe Rogan. I am legally required to say that.
That's just like somebody would say if they know Joe Rogan.
Well, you know, I like all the advancements in technology he's brought about, I guess. So thumbs up for wanting more.
I think so, thumbs up for wanting to make a car that doesn't kill people, since he said that in the article.
Yeah, I'll give him a thumbs up.
That was a thumbs up
for making a hover car that doesn't kill people.
That was a very nice thing for him to want.
That's a good goal. Why not? When you're writing goals up on the chalkboard, well, I'm sorry, when you wipe it on the whiteboard, first thing you put up is number one, hoverboard car that doesn't kill people.
The Elmo makes you sound old.
Chalkboard.
Oh, wait. You know, technology is just evolving so quickly that now we have video games for pigs.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I think this pig could probably beat you at Fortnite.
Probably the guy who's playing earlier.
I would like to see him try.
Just stood there.
Yeah, apparently some pigs are being trained to play video games in a very rudimentary set of Pong, I guess. They found out that they apparently are learning and can win because it turns out that they get dog food when they win.
So who are they playing against?
Oh, if I was getting fed dog food, I would win Fortnite every time.
Bots. You could feed yourself dog food when you lose.
They're playing against bots.
I want to watch a video.
But these bots,
they're playing against other pigs. What
bots
do you think?
Are hackers,
they're playing against other pigs.
So that.
I don't know. I think this, you might be watching out. I just can't wait until I see the next superstar pig Fortnite player. Live streaming on Twitch or something like that. I don't know. Probably happen next week.
What? Why is this video so old looking?
That's not the current one. That's from before.
Pong is an old video game.
That was from the late 1990s where they were putting pigs on computerized tasks, and the results showed that they had dexterous and visual constraints on the animals, but they were able to both understand and achieve goals in simple computer games.
Huh.
So there you go. Pigs can play video games.
Apparently, and they make bacon. They should be the best animals in the world. Like, we should all be like, pigs are awesome. We always use it as a diss. Yo, you're such a pig, but really, they can play video games and make bacon while they're doing it.
Dog. Apparently dogs can't play the games. It took them nearly a year to get kind of there, but still unsuccessful. So if somebody calls you a pig, just call them a dog.
You think maybe dogs go, are you kidding me? I am not doing this.
Oh my God.
Maybe they're smarter, you know?
The best part here is that they found out that the pigs they were using turned out that they were all farsighted. So they had to move the screens. So the pigs could actually see the screen.
Why didn't they just get them contacts or something?
I don't understand why not.
Seriously, that would have been easier.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thumbs up. Not only can they take an apple, which is essentially garbage, and turn it into bacon, they can also play video games.
Man's best friend, right there.
And if they eat enough apples, you can get apple smoked bacon.
Oh man,
that's what happens when your pig farm burns down.
Apple, essentially garbage.
All right. Well, I think with that, we're going to go ahead and move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
All
right. For Mr. Musky.
I was going to do a hover car that doesn't kill people, but he already mentioned that in his article. So I'm going to think of another one really quick.
I want a hover car that kills people.
A car that kills people? Is that what you're saying?
A hover car that kills people. No, a non-hover car that kills people. How about that?
You want to just... Okay.
No, that's not my pitch.
Maybe he should make a Rocket League car. Rocket League Tesla.
Ooh, yeah. Pitch that, somebody.
Here, actually, I think that Mr. Musk should create a sport. You know, he should create a sport that uses only Teslas to complete the sport. And, all right. And it's maybe
Rocket League.
Maybe like Rocket League. Maybe like soccer, though.
They can fly. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. So, you know, I think
they're incredibly dangerous. I watched that.
I know, right?
And they don't play on a regular field. They play over, I don't know, a volcano or something like that. So if you crash, you just fall into the volcano.
That sounds perfect.
Scene of it.
Thumbs up. I like that. Is that your pitch?
That's my pitch. Sure.
Great. I love it. It's so great.
That uses flying Teslas. All right.
Cool. My pitch. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Silas.
All right. Are you going to forget yours?
I don't think so.
I want to hear Brian's first. It's better.
Well, you know how you have mechanical pencils?
Yep.
Okay.
You have to do that annoying process of making the lead come out by, you know, clicking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should have automated mechanical pencils that just let the lead out just enough all the time as you're writing. You don't ever have to do that ridiculous.
This already exists. I think
that Elon Musk could figure that out.
This is already a real product.
No, he wants Elon Musk to make it.
Okay.
You know,
here's
I don't know how many
tweak.
Times Instead I've made of... an Elon Musk pitch that you guys have said, this actually exists in the world.
Minor tweak. Instead of
And you're like, not in my
pencil,
world.
Hydraulic pencil.
Okay. Hydraulic pencil?
We're just changing it from a mechanical action to hydraulic action.
So what, it I shoots it out like is like an incredible amount of force? You can use your pencil to lift your car?
Yep.
Automatic mechanical pencils. Never click your pencil again. Came out,
if you
what,
do, you might die.
Did it come
Wait,
their,
is it real?
Pentel?
It is
this
real.
Is a real yes.
Is it? Oh, is it one of those stupid twist ones?
I would like for him to make a hover car that doesn't kill people.
Great pitch.
I don't like writing with pen. I think I'm going to stick to that hydraulic pencil idea. You know, it becomes a multi-tool. It's got enough power in it to lift your car if you blow your tire.
I get it. It's not only a pen, it's also a hydraulic device.
Pencil.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hydraulic mechanical pencil that uses. I'm really curious to see him miniaturize a full hydraulic system. I think that'd be pretty cool.
and on a
to
pen.
Activate it, you rotate
Miniature.
The end.
All the pens would just look like little falcons.
It's really not that difficult. What you do is you make the full size thing, and then you shrink it in a shrinking ray.
Shrinkomat.
Yeah. I've seen that on Disney has that thing.
Thanks for the heads up, Andy. Can you hear me better now?
I wonder if he's talking about Logan because he's still pretty quiet.
Andy's watching this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he says bottom middle. Your mic volume is too low. If it's too low, just listen to the edited version tomorrow. I master everyone's mic so that you can hear what everyone's saying.
Yeah, and you know what? If you turn up your sound,
thankfully,
it makes it louder for you. And that's just something from Captain Science.
Jesus.
That is our captain.
Totally makes sense, though. I never thought of
it. My pitch for Elon Musk this week is a... with all this new security at the border and airports and blah, 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 and them getting to look on my phone whenever they want, and computers or whatnot, I want Elon Musk to make a phone case that's essentially RFID for my phone so that no one can get into it.
A phone case that is unhackable. Gotcha.
Nice.
And the same for my laptop case
that is unhackable.
Yeah,
the phone can still be hacked, but not the case.
Yeah, that's what I really want from Elon is just a case that can't be hacked.
A phone case. Keep phone case. Safe.
An unhackable
keeping
phone,
phone
case.
Safe.
That only makes sense to me.
I'd want that phone case to be like Rick's car, though, like to keep the phone safe. Sure, you can have my phone border security. Enjoy.
Keep phone Silas's case. Phone
keep
safe.
Phone safe.
There may be other legal problems then.
You
know,
if you just take a flip
brokered
phone
a deal between the spiders and the humans.
If you just travel with a flip phone, nobody's gonna want to mess with that.
That's probably true. Yeah, thumbs up for that. Unhackable phone case. Gotcha.
Gonna hide my smartphone in a flip phone.
Hey, did they make a smart flip phone? What was that, the Razor?
Yeah, yeah. And it kept breaking.
That's why you can't buy them anymore.
Because people were flipping them out. Like, look at my flip phone. I forgot how to use these things.
All right. Matt, Dave, you guys got a pitch for tonight?
No.
I want Elon Musk to send personalized pitch ideas to Matt.
That's a great idea. That way Matt has
personalized. This is a group effort here. I don't want
Or these ideas for Matt to pitch to Elon.
I want Elon to send Matt
pitch ideas that he can pitch back at Elon.
That makes sense. I like that.
That makes sense. That's a good
I'd
one.
Like Elon to make...
Dougie?
I think he should make a rap about breastfeeding.
No thanks.
Oh!
That already exists,
Blaine. He is a rap.
No,
he's a rapper.
Elon. Isn't Elon rap? I thought he rapped.
Yeah, he does. He does have a rap.
I'm sure he has a dope album.
He has
out there.
A rap.
Yeah, he's
he has
it.
A rap.
What, Elon like a chicken Musk. Rap?
Is that our universe or a universe? No, it's.
Yeah, he has actually done a rap. I can't remember what the heck it's called.
I think we actually.
Yes, it's the Harambe song. He did that Harambe rap.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah. All right, on that sad note, I think I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching live. We do record this live on Tuesday nights on YouTube. But if you missed us and you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org or search for us on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.